It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour. We're going to turn next to a disc by Susan Wild. It came out last year and is called In the Light. Susan is a pianist and a fine vocalist. She's going to do a tune first recorded by Bessie Smith back in 1929.
If I ever get my hands on a
Gin House Blues. That was Nina Simone doing a tune first recorded by Bessie Smith back in 1928. Nina from her period of recording with Cold Pix Records, which would have been from 1959 on into around 1965, 66 or so, somewhere within that time frame. Before hearing Nina Simone, we heard Susan Wilde on piano and vocals doing a tune that, once again, Bessie Smith recorded back in 1929, a number that sort of became a Depression-era anthem, Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. Next here on KRVS, why, who do we turn to but Bessie Smith herself, the Empress of the Blues. We're going to listen to Bessie do one of, I guess, well, I couldn't say her most famous tune. There are many of them, but this one definitely was interesting. It was revived after Katrina hit New Orleans in 2005. It was a tune that she recorded back in February of 1927, Backwater Blues. It was to be replicated by many, many artists after her recording for decades. And again, it was recorded a bit after Katrina hit. But the original tune was it was recorded in February, which was some months prior to before the major effects of the 1927 Mississippi flood. And it's said that she wrote this tune while she was in Nashville, and she witnessed some bad flooding in Nashville at that time, and hence wrote the tune. It was already out and distributed by the time that the Mississippi crested and destroyed so much property and so many lives. Here is Bessie Smith, again from 1927, with James P. Johnson on piano and the original Backwater Blues.
When it rains 5 days and the skies turn dark at night, when it rains 5 days and the skies turn dark at night, then trouble taking place in the lowlands at night. Thank you.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
To leave his home, another man done gone. Another man done gone. Another storm has come. Another storm has come. Another storm has come. The people on the run. Another storm has come. Another man gone. I didn't know his name. I didn't know his name. I didn't know his name. So many fled that day. I didn't know his name.
Thomas with sort of a reinvention of a tune that used to refer to somebody going to prison. This one, of course, from her disc After the Rain that came out after Katrina in 2006. And the whole disc is virtually deals with many of the subjects brought about by the flooding and disaster and death of Hurricane Katrina. Sonny Landreth, by the way, was on slide guitar on that track. Sort of unmistakable. Really, really great job. And Irma won a Grammy for this particular disc. And if one listens to it, that I think most people would say it was very, very well deserved. And of course, what was it? 2 days ago was the seventh anniversary of Katrina striking New Orleans and parts east. And we just had a sort of a recurrence of that type of event. Fortunately, the storm Isaac was a Category 1 when it hit. And it wasn't nearly as rough in many respects, although the rain was quite awful. New Orleans did pretty well. You know, some of the flood control measures obviously have worked well, but Blackmon's Parish has suffered. There was flooding in Slidell, flooding in LaPlace and elsewhere. So I guess it's worth taking another look at some of these tunes that, no pun intended, resurfaced during the in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, some of these classic old blues tunes. We're going to listen. We heard Bessie Smith before, hearing Irma Thomas with her very, very classic flood tune from 1927, Backwater Blues. Another one around that time period, should mention that there were all sorts of blues artists recorded at tunes about the Great Mississippi Flood. Blind Lemon Jefferson, Charlie Patton, just quite a few of them at that time. Memphis Minnie and her husband of the time, Joe McCoy, also recorded one. Joe doing the vocals, both of them on guitar. The tune is called When the Levee Breaks. Here, it's, here are Joe and Minnie McCoy from June of 1929. Recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin back in 1929. That was Mississippi blues man Charlie Patton, sometimes referred to as the godfather of Delta blues, the father of Delta blues. A number called High Water Everywhere. He recorded two parts of that tune. And before hearing Charlie Patton, we heard Memphis Minnie and her husband Joe McCoy recording from the same year, 1929, doing a number called When the Levee Breaks, also commemorating the great flood of Mississippi, the Mississippi in 1927. Some phenomenal interplay between Memphis Minnie and Joe McCoy on guitars. They were quite a team at the time. And, of course, Memphis Minnie is historically very, very highly regarded as a woman blues artist and particularly as a guitarist. We're going to turn to a tune next here on the Blues Box, another flood tune commemorating a flood of Katrina and other floods before and since. This one was first recorded by Maddie Delaney. She, too, was a rural blues woman like Memphis Minnie. It's done here, though, by replicated by Rory Block from Rory's disc When a Woman Gets the Blues. Here's Rory Block with her rendition of Tallahatchie Blues. Thank you.
time ago. The country town. Said way back in the east. Tupelo, Mississippi. Started raining. It rained and it rained. Both night and day. The people of Tupelo began to get worried.
Hooker with Tupelo, a song about a flood in Tupelo, Mississippi. Before hearing Hooker, we heard Rory Block from her disc When a Woman Gets the Blues. Rory again did a Matty Delaney tune from many, many years ago, a song commemorating another flood, Tallahatchie Blues. And you're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
We have another flood song, this one from Chris Thomas King and from his disc Rise. The disc came out in 2006, and it was sort of his nod to the displacement and disaster caused by Hurricane Katrina. Chris was living in New Orleans at the time, and he had to bug out like so many thousands and thousands of people. And he has an interesting story, it's not in this song, but about having to sneak back into New Orleans to see if his home was still there. He had to get past roadblocks and that sort of thing. Here is Chris Thomas King. He is the son of Tabby Thomas, a very well-known Baton Rouge blues artist. Chris Thomas King with a number called Baptized in Muddy Water.
time I met you, you blew me away. Oh, and even though you're gone, you're gonna stay. Your memory lingers on. Maybe why you had to do me so wrong. Talk about wrecking your happy home. Yeah, you got some kind of nerve, girl, to come on that strong. You know damn well I never asked you to come along. Yeah, you pushed me and you pulled me. Then you tore my heart apart. And then you took me. And then you shook me. And then you left me all alone in the dark. Oh, Katrina, what have you done? City, it's almost gone since you came along. I can't go home.
Anders Osborne from New Orleans, and from his 2007 disc, Coming Down, a number called Katrina, and sort of same theme. And the prior tune, we heard Chris Thomas King, excuse me if I can get that out this late in the program. We heard Chris from his disc Rise that came out in 2006, and again, Chris was in New Orleans when Katrina hit. He had to get out of New Orleans because of Katrina. We heard him do a tune called Baptized in Dirty Water, and that's definitely inspired by his experiences there. A lot of you may recall that Chris Thomas King won a Grammy for his work on the soundtrack to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and he also had a very prominent role in the film playing bluesman Tommy Johnson. Next year on KRVS, we have one more flood tune. This one, not about a hurricane, but about flooding in California, an old Albert King tune. The recording does have a Louisiana connection, though. The tune is done by Melvin Taylor, a Chicago blues artist. But back in 1996, he recorded this this version of the tune and at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana. Here's Melvin Taylor and the Slack Band with their rendition of the Albert King tune, Flooding in California.
Southern California, man.
Melvin Taylor and the Slack Band again from their disc, Dirty Pool, Flooding in California. That about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday anyway. I'm Ronald Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today, and I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. There's a lot more good music coming your way here on Public Radio for Acadiana this afternoon. Coming up in just 4 minutes will be Nick Spitzer's program, American Roots. That'll take you to 3 p.m., at which time do stay tuned for Roger Cash in Freetown Radio. At 4 p.m., all things considered, national and international news from NPR. And then at 7 p.m. this evening, Lee Kleinpeter will be in the air chair with big band swings and other things. And programming here on KRVS is brought to you in part through a grant from the public Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And also, listeners like you support programs like this if you are one of our supporters. We'd like to thank you for that. If not, we hope you'll consider becoming a member of Public Radio. You can find out all you need to know about that at our website, krvs.org. And again, we stream live audio from that site. A lot of you are probably logged in at the moment. And there's also a lot of interesting information. So if you're if you haven't checked it out, krvs.org is a place to go. We also broadcast on air at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana in Lafayette. And again, we'd like to thank all of you who support us and all of our underwriters. And to take us on up to the top of the hour and American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, we're going to turn to West Coast blues guitarist Kid Ramos and a self-titled disc he had out some years back. He's had a number of them out over the years. Here he is doing a number called Bandstand Boogie to take us on up to American Roots with Nick Spitzer. Have a great weekend.